News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A stormy day and night across the state Monday as several tornadoes touched down and severe storms caused damage, leaving one dead. The most severe tornado touched down in Osage County, where it first hit Barnsdall, killing one person, and then minutes later hit Bartlesville, leaving several roads closed because of downed trees and significant damage to homes and other structures. Minor injuries were reported in Bartlesville. Tens of thousands across the state are still without power this morning. State leaders met in a budget summit. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat made it clear one meeting won't solve the differences.
We have until May 31st, and we intend on getting the best possible product. We don't intend on trying to rush to an agreement. We have not a whole lot of time.
While Governor Stitt went back to his main request.
A tax cut. And I believe it's important for Oklahomans, if we're going to spend savings, if we're going to invest in a lot of things, then we should be able to give Oklahomans another tax cut.
Treat doesn't think the state can afford another tax cut this year. Enforcement of a law involving payment of motor vehicle taxes by Native Oklahomans appears to have fizzled. Details from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
6 months ago, the issue of tribal license tags and state taxes was a major story. The Oklahoman dug into what has happened since and finds most prosecutors haven't had such a case, and some flat refused to file charges if one showed up. The controversy began over a pair of Garfield County drivers being ticketed for not paying state vehicle taxes, charges that were later dropped. At the time, the governor was pressuring tribal governments to sign license plate compacts.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.